This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I have you for 2 hours today. Wanted to tell you, first and foremost, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show throughout the week. Thank you for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication during the weekend. We know why you're listening. You're sick and tired of the circular reasoning. We get it. We're sick and I'm sure you're sick and tired as we are sick and tired of the same old, right? And most people call it the establishment. They're so sick and tired of it, they keep playing the game. That's how sick and tired they are. And it's interesting to note that is the definition of insanity, friends, and they wonder why they're going insane, right? Well, we're doing our best to remedy that, and what does remedy that is the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution, and that's why people are listening. So thank you for listening up, and again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show throughout the week on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts, so we appreciate that. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries right now as well. I want to let you guys all know that if you want to call in, you can at any time, regardless from where you're at, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to contend, you can contend. If you want to add something to the topic and what we're talking about today, you can do that as well. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to give you some important information. About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, YouTube pulled our page of 7 years where we literally had tens of thousands of subscribers. On top of that, millions of views on our videos, hundreds of videos. They decided to pull them without any warrant, without any justification. And we know why they're doing that, friends. And it always comes down to COVID. And this is exactly what we're going to talk about again today, friends, because they're beginning to tighten restrictions on anybody that dares speaks out against this virus that they cannot and this narrative that they cannot prove, friends, on so many different fronts. So we're going to counter that again today, but I want to show you where we're at in just a couple of minutes. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media every day of the week, okay? From people that are not playing the paper tiger or those that are hiding behind the microphone. That's not what we're doing. We're out there in the culture war. We got our plow out there, and we got our fight on, just for the record. 1 Timothy 6:12. Check those articles out. If we get deplatformed again, and if you're watching me right now, do go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. If you just want to safe vouch all of that, just go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean. You'll find us over there. Go to the right side of the page, click on to our platform that we have now. Join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto the platform that's available there. Go ahead to the right side of the page. Join us on Top Chat one more time. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, especially that of those that are behind this whole political move concerning forced vaccinations. We knew what the pill was in the Jam Prince 7 months ago when this all started, because we know the history of dictators and tyrants. And what is it? They create the chaos, and then behind it, they bring in the new order. They create the problem and behind closed doors, and then they come out publicly and they play the problem solver. Now, friends, I just want to make a little common sense references here. If this virus was sincere and genuine, you wouldn't have to drive people through forced compliance, but yet that's what we're seeing today. It's called an abuse of power. And I want to kick this off by just kind of recapping some of the things that we talked about over the last week. But I do have something new here for you that you might find of interest, because, again, the attacks, the assails that are taking place against the American people and their God-given rights, they are not on the downside. Folks, they're on the upside. And for some reason or another, they want to come in and they want to unconstitutionally bring about forced compliance to make you do what they've never been given delegated authority to do. Matter of fact, if I go over right now to the Liberty Beacon, Maine governor, vendetta to crush restaurant owner who defied lockdown. Folks, we have, again, the Maine governor wages vendetta to crush restaurant owner who defied the lockdown. Defied the lockdown? We're just simply asking you to show us the constitutional authority in which you claim to have to bring about these unconstitutional edicts. Here, let me bring this into the conversation. Just yesterday, I was talking to a sheriff, and in the process of our conversation, he had told me that he's getting a lot of calls from people. I'm sorry, not a lot of calls. He's getting some calls from people concerning mandating masks. And when he picks up the phone and talks to them, they say, well, we would like for you to go ahead and, you know, basically mandate mask wearing in the county, and we want you to enforce the law. Well, the sheriff, in his constitutional understanding, said there is no law. Did you hear what I said, friends? There is no law. When they're talking about these governors, these mayors across the United States of America that are talking about they're going to enforce the law, friends, I'm here to tell you there is no law. Matter of fact, if you don't believe me, why don't you call those that are claiming to look out for your safety as they're releasing tens of thousands of criminals back onto the streets from the prisons, that are mandating, you know, and sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. Why don't you ask them the question, what law, ma'am, or what law, sir, is it that you're enforcing here when it comes to our compliance? What happens if we don't comply? Well, we have executive orders. Well, guess what, friends? Executive orders are only applicable if they are concurrent to the U.S. Constitution. We do a whole show on this. If they are not congruent to the U.S. Constitution, friends, they are null and void. Null and void. Let me ask you another question. Friends, if this was really sincerely a genuine virus, why is it that we're finding these politicians all over the country getting busted, doing the exact opposite of what they're trying to scare you into? Now, do I need to remind you of Pelosi when she was busted at the salon without a mask on? Or do I need to remind you of the political theater that the state reps and the governors in the state of Pennsylvania were busted on a hot mic talking about? Or how about this illusion of 6 feet, you know, the social distancing where the signer was busted in Michigan? Or should I talk about maybe perhaps the governor who steps all over himself in California for not wearing a mask and for social gathering at some high-end French restaurant just a week and a half ago? Folks, again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Just the tip of the iceberg. Hey, if you don't want to listen to what I'm telling you when I read out the Constitution, why don't you go ahead and ask those tyrants that you love so much that are trying to force you into compliance, ask them what law it is that they're referencing to, because they're not going to be able to tell you one.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, some of you folks, you need to read Jeremiah 5:21 because it's applicable to fickle Americans. I got a question for everybody listening to me even now. How far are you going to let this go? Because you are the responsible party, Americans. How long are you going to let the abuse of power continue on? Only you can answer that question. Because compliance is permission. I mean, this here, you want to hear what people are listening to, friends? I want you to check this out. This is the mayor. Over 7 million people that, I'm sorry, under, not over. Okay, they are ministers to serve, not to be served. Again, they represent we, the people. We don't represent them, and we don't work for them. But this is the mayor, Eric Garcetti, who just said, this is just 2 days old, Los Angeles mayor bans all travel. Where did he get that authority from? It's from the ignorance of the American people because the law doesn't exist. It's time to cancel everything, he said. Orders residents to stay home. This is Eric Garcetti, who's supposed to serve 7 million people. They have the American people chasing shadows. These people can't verify these statistics that they keep blowing up day after day, week after week. But yet, here are the American people complying. Did you know that 88% of the American people have complied with this narrative the government cannot even prove? These people refuse to correct themselves. They refuse to acknowledge the facts. And I want to tell you why they refuse to acknowledge the facts. Because there is no facts. See, because there's not two sides to facts, friends. Facts are stubborn things. They stand on one side and they stand against the lie. Period. I want you to hear this guy that somehow or another has beguiled 7 million people, and I'm not going to suggest they're all obeying this guy. Far be it from me to suggest that. I don't want to give power to the enemy because they don't have it, okay? But I want to let you know that he is the mayor, but he still resides, okay? And the question that I'm having to basically impose upon you, America, how far are you going to let this go? Again, you allowing him to remain and to continuously assail you and your God-given rights, compliance is permission. Listen to this.
My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything.
Okay.
And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering.
Yeah.
And following our targeted safer at home order,
if you're
able to stay home, stay home.
Oh, thanks, Eric. I'm so glad I got guys like you in office. 7 million people in California don't know the Constitution, because if they did, this guy would be impeached and he'd be prosecuted for his crimes against we the people for perpetuating a fraud on the people in California, namely Los Angeles. But they don't know the difference. You know, take the time to know the difference. Come on, guys. It's time to hunker down. Oh, by the way, did you hear Eric? Did you hear him use the word essential? Did you know that is a word directly taken from the playbook of the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler? Essential workers? Oh, isn't that crazy? Hey, it's time to hunker down, says Eric Garcetti from California. Hey, does someone want to tell him about his governor, who steps all over himself for not wearing a mask that he mandates everybody else wear? You know, see, this is what it is, friends. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23, verse 3. The governor steps all over himself for not wearing his mask and for social gathering at a high-end French restaurant in California. Oh, my goodness gracious, Bradley. Is this true? Oh, it's true. It's true. It's really true. See, these people know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. Isn't that interesting? They're telling you that this whole perpetuation of a narrative that they cannot prove is a total fraud by getting caught without what they're attempting to mandate you to wear. But what are the American people doing? 88%? They're complying. They're complying with a tyrant that has no law nor delegated authority to implement that which he is, but the people are complying to it. Hey, that's permission. That's adding strength to tyranny. Do you think they're going to stop, or do you think they're going to keep going forward? Oh, now they're talking about stay-at-home orders. Why not? You've already allowed them to go this far. Oh, Bradley, that's not good enough. It's not. What about in Pennsylvania? When the representative and the governor in Pennsylvania were caught on a hot mic talking about political theater. Oh, that's still not good enough. I got to wear my mask. You know, the doctor told me. Well, just this last week, we are doing a bit of a recap here. We just found that the head of the WHO, World Health Organization, is not a doctor. And he's a Marxist-Leninist, friends. He's a communist. And he's also related to that of terror groups. Just wanted to let you know that. If you want to terrorize the world, you got to get a terrorist to do it. Well, there you've got it. And thank God we had another guy, an official from the WHO, the World Health Organization, that told world leaders on a private conversation that we played to audio yesterday or the day before, where he said, if you want to control people, use a different method than just lockdowns. So you have to dummy people down so far to keep getting them to do what you want them to do. That's all you have to do to prove my point. And I'm telling you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. Where is their authority coming from? Where in the Constitution do they have the right to do the things that they're doing? They don't. Here, let me take you over to prove another point here. Minutes after warning to avoid travel, Denver Mayor Hancock flies to visit family for Thanksgiving. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has told people to avoid travel in order to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, which is at the record levels in the city. By the way, the record levels that they're talking about, they can't prove. Matter of fact, they've been debunked over and over and over and over again. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boarded a flight to Houston ahead of Thanksgiving despite his warnings that people should stay close to home and only spend holiday with their own household if they can. The governor steps into play when he was asked the question, why is it that he went on vacation, yet he told everybody in Denver to stay at home? Well, Jared Polis, the sodomite governor that the people have given a green light to out there, they're getting exactly what they've given themselves over to, namely a curse. It's interesting to note that he called all businesses in Colorado that defy his unconstitutional orders, he called them selfish bees, but he didn't say a word about his mayor. Anybody paying attention to what's going on here? Because I'm paying attention to every single thing that these devils are doing. And I am here to tell you, I'm sorry, not me, I'm not here to tell you. They are telling you that this is a complete fraud every step of the way. That's not good enough. Okay, well, let's go over here. Another fraud exposed. Politicians verify the truth by taking their masks off. Will the deceived population in America verify their lies with their masks on? Oh, that's craziness. Yeah. Santa Monica, California, just hours after Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban outdoor dining at LA County's 31,000 restaurants over COVID-19 safety concerns, she visited a restaurant in Santa Monica where she dined outdoors with her friends. Anybody kind of feeling this yet? I'm not making this up. This is just the tip of the iceberg of these individuals that have been busted doing this. Friends, this is what happens when you continuously show your homage to tyranny. They're getting loose. They're getting real loose. As they say, just give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. They have done it over and over and over again, and the mercy of God is to expose it. And what have the American people done? They've complied with it. They didn't deal with them. They didn't take the time to know what the Constitution says or what the law says. No, don't worry about that. And yet the threats from these said representatives, which are nothing short of tyrants, their threats are getting more severe and more severe and more severe. Put that up against Amos 6:3, friends, because that's exactly where America is today. You are drawing the seed of violence nigh unto yourself because you refuse to deal with corruption in your own government. Regardless of what your forefathers did through their example, regardless of the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights or the enumerated laws, despite the fact that hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that 88% of you don't even know, nor taking the time to know, that fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves to give you the freedoms that you have, you submit to the very tyrants that those that are 6 feet under the ground fought, bled, and fighting against to give you the freedoms that you have. And what is your thanks? Oh, I'm going to comply to what they tell me because they know better than I do. Really? Prove it. Prove it. I need somebody to prove the narrative. I need someone to call in and prove the narrative. 1-866-582-9933. What are we talking about? I'm going to take some phone calls. We got one from Kansas and Ohio. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Americans. I'm asking you the question. Everybody's looking to me to give you the answers. I am. Now, what are you doing in response to the answers that I'm giving you? Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to work on a new coronavirus relief plan, President-elect Joe Biden believes another round of stimulus checks are needed for American families. Regarding stimulus checks, Problem Solvers Caucus member Dean Phillips, he's a Democratic congressman from Minnesota, says,
I believe that consumption is the engine of the economy and money in people's pockets is the fuel. And in times like these, I do believe that sending money to people directly who are struggling the most is a net benefit to the economy. Actually, it will cost less now than it will down the road. So I am in favor of it.
A U.S. district judge has ordered the Trump administration to fully restore the Obama administration's DACA program. The Trump administration has repeatedly tried to unwind DACA, but federal courts have thwarted its efforts. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. With the world's fifth largest economy heading back towards a shutdown as it grapples with the fastest increase of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement late this week. As far as if these lockdowns are effective, Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
I can find you a study that will fit whatever narrative that you wanted to choose. However, when it comes to some of these restrictive measures, I can tell you that we have far evolved from where we were in March. There is no reason to have blanket lockdowns anymore. We know how the virus transmits. We know who the vulnerable are, and we know the negative ramifications that came from those lockdowns. So they need to have much smarter and targeted measures. It is not blanket stay-at-home orders anymore. It is keep the most vulnerable home, have them be distancing.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and NORAD is gearing up for their 65th season of Tracking Santa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, no matter how many times I say it, you know, especially to those that listen to me, this is what I get all the time. I literally have hundreds of comments scrolling down in front of me right now, okay? No matter how many times I point my finger to the answers, you know what they say? What are we supposed to do? I'm telling you what you're supposed to do. What you've been conditioned to do is to have somebody else do it for you. And I've shared with you a million times in the past, and I share it with you again today. The problem is the people that you're waiting to fix the problem, in many cases, are the ones that created the problem. Okay? What are you supposed to do? You are supposed to, through obligation and commandment by God, for God, and for your country and your people and your posterity, read the U.S. Constitution, which is a presupposition, which is predicated upon the Word of God. So first the Word of God, the Constitution. If you want your answers, there they are. Now, in particular, what kind of an answer are you looking for? Only the Lord can give that to you. I cannot give that to you. I'm plowing my row. I can't plow your row, too. And how many, literally hundreds of emails I get every day of my life. Oh, my gosh, right? Right? Bradley, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. Bradley, you know what? People need to hear this, and then people need to hear that. Well, you know what? Then that's your ministry. That's your radio show. That's your article every day. Okay? I'm doing what I'm called to do, period. With that said, you're going to have to respond to the truth. And I think in many cases, people don't like the truth. And what they do is they just jump to the next conservative that just says there's nothing we can do about it. And I'm here to tell you, as I always have, it's not that there's nothing you can do about it. Really what it is and what it comes down to is there's nothing you want to do about it. And therein lies the problem. We got Bill calling in from Kansas City. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple comments. One is, how come we don't see any biohazard waste baskets anywhere? They are, you can't find one anywhere.
Yeah.
That's a tell right there. The other thing is, I'm picking up on the what to do. I wanted to ask you to get, you know, like three or four things that I can do as a person. But I'm picking them up, so thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Were you going to share with us, Bill, or was that it?
Yeah, that was it. I just wanted to share that we don't see any biohazard waste baskets at Walmart or anywhere. That should be a tell. That's what's missing.
Yeah, you know what we do see, Bill?
Look.
Yeah, you know what we do see? We see all of these mayors and these governors getting busted left and right, doing the opposite of what they're telling all their constituents to do, which they're telling you the truth of the matter. That's why you're not seeing any of these biohazard, whatever the case might be, that you're looking for anywhere. See, this is why they've been busted over and over, the CDC, the WHO, for manufacturing death records in skyrocketing statistics when it comes to the coronavirus, which they cannot prove. So what they do is they just keep throwing the lie, promulgating the lie, broadcasting the lie abroad in hopes that you'll just believe what they have to say. But as I've said, and I say again, my friend, when we call friends, because I have friends all over the country in radio and in television and in ministry, whatever the case is, we have connections all across the boards. And what we do is we call them to find out firsthand what's going on. And I've shared with you concerning Jason James in Hawaii. The media was talking about how all these clinics were just packed with people waiting to get a hospital bed, to get their vaccinations. And when he got there, he brought a camera and he couldn't find one person. When he went to the director and asked her the question, why is it being promoted through the media that these clinics are packed, they're waiting for vaccinations and waiting for their beds, where are the people? She called the cops on them. The same thing happened with Fox News with Todd Starnes, who did a service to the people in New York. They were doing the same thing the governor, criminal tyrant governor Cuomo, there in the state of New York, was doing the same thing, pushing fear, unwarranted fear on the people, shutting down businesses, attacking everybody on the way. And what Todd Starnes did is he went to the Brooklyn Hospital because they were talking about how all these lines to the hospital, and they were all waiting for beds and medicine. He took the cameras there. Guess what was there, Bill? Not literally, not one person was in line. You know what that did? That encouraged other people all across America to do what? To take their cameras and to go to the hospitals. You know what they found at the hospitals across the country, Bill? Literally, empty parking lots, no lines, no beds being filled anywhere. I have friends that are doctors. I have friends that are RNs. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they're trying to blow up this virus to be something that it's not, to give way to a vaccination that they want to force upon you and me. You don't believe that? Here. I'll let you listen to this. This is the head of the military, the head of Operation Warp Drive, just last week. Thank you for your call, Bill. Listen to this.
What we're doing to make sure that that we are ready at this level after working these details for the last 6 months, as I've told the team, two things we must have. One, upon emergency use authorization, all of America must receive vaccine within 24 hours.
Are you listening?
He said. I think this is incredibly important. Fair and equitable distribution of the vaccine throughout the country simultaneously. There is no haves and have-nots. It is an equitable distribution, and we are driving hard to make sure that that happens. The second thing that we want to do
is make
sure that
I didn't say it.
Of vaccine delivery following the first push is routine so that states/jurisdictions can plan for it and account and develop execution of the administration in a routine method so that the population is well informed.
Mm-hmm.
well-informed about everything, friends, concerning the vaccination, but not them well-informed on the narrative that they're pushing on the people. And it's interesting that they're continuously driving people by fear to what? Submission. Through what? Forced compliance. By what authority? They don't have it. Okay? What I'm talking about right now, friends, is just this. How far are you going to let this go, America? Quit standing back and allowing government to promise you what they don't fulfill. Quit standing back and watching the corruption in government, in the church, feed what the government is today. Okay? It's time to take responsibility, Americans, and deal with what's been left undone here. Because everything that we are pivots on what's coming up shortly. Rest assured. They're trying to sell you a vaccination as the savior of mankind. Consider where that vaccination is coming from. And I'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. I got another phone call. My friend Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty again, Dan. And what have you to say?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for playing that clip you just played, because this will lead into it. Well, I'll say two things. Number one, if you're wearing a mask and you don't believe it, you're sinning because you're bearing false witness.
That's right.
Against your neighbors because
that's
you're
right.
telling a lie. But the thing I want to point out is I belong to a group on Facebook, and it's a mask group, anti-mask group. And the hot topic on the site today is you're going to lose it, Bradley. It's we need to have martial law to have another election.
Yeah, I heard that.
And
yeah.
These people are begging for their enslavement. And there is a lot of people that are saying that. And, you know, it's funny. You just played that clip of General Perna wanting to vaccinate everybody, and the vaccines will be ready in 2 weeks. And now you've got the American public, which you said 88%
yep.
are following this without question. Now they're begging for martial law.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would suggest this, because the tactic is used all the way around. And are they plants? Are they provocateurs that start many of these organizations that are do-gooders? There's no question about it. The CIA infiltrated the pulpits long ago in this country. So it comes as no surprise that we're seeing that. So what we need to do is we need to make distinction, Ezekiel 44:23, of that which is holy and that which is defiled. So again, when you hold to the Word of God, this is me, Don, okay? We hold to the Word of God.
Yeah.
We hold to the Constitution, and we call them out for their lawlessness before God, before our government, and what jeopardizes our freedoms. And they're jeopardizing our freedoms by taking on ignorance. What does this fuel? It fuels corruption. It fuels corrupt politicians, and it fuels the media, who have been continuously inundating the American people, provoking the American people, inciting the American people to what? Domestic insurrection. Who's been advocating for domestic insurrection more than corrupt politicians hand in glove with corrupt the corrupt in the media? Nobody has. And the American people haven't figured this out. And the fact of the matter is that unless we deal with them, I'm giving you your answers, friends, unless we lawfully deal with these people, it's going to continue on. And it's going to continue on. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Well, that was pretty much it. I just want to thank you for all you do, and I appreciate your boldness, because, you know, we really have to stand up. I mean, this is a battle for the union, and, you know, people better wake up.
No question. No question at all. I appreciate you, Don. Thank you for your call. Folks, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, drum roll. You ready for this? I want you to hear this. You know what? Should I wait until after the next hard break, which is in about a minute and a half here? Okay, I'm going to play some audio. It's a compilation. And it's interesting. When this was sent out, immediately big tech companies started to censor it. Folks, for those that are listening to me this weekend, you need to understand that your freedom, every facet of your freedom is under attack right now. When it comes to this narrative, if anybody dare call out the narrative for what it really is, they expunge your videos. They pull down your site. They block your Facebook pages, your social media platforms. Do you understand that? That's dangerous, folks. That's tyranny in action. I want to say this concerning big tech companies. If Section 230 is not dealt with, it's not eradicated, you're done.
Just so you know, what this indemnifies big tech companies to basically dictate what you can talk about and what you can't. And this is all coming from corrupt politicians, namely those that you call the good guys, the Republicans. So when you see them being grilled, they're not being grilled, friends. It's nothing but a show to appease those that are watching. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American people. This is what it's become. We're talking about Americans. How far are you going to let this go? This is abuse of power is what it is. It's an abuse of power. They have you chasing shadows. Every single break on my radio program is nothing but more fear to add to them bringing in a vaccination. Okay? That's what tyrants do. They create the problem, they come out on the other side, and they're the problem solver. Who gains from the vaccinations? That's all you have to ask. And in this case, what's in the vaccinations? But I want to, before I play this audio of Bill Gates, this compilation, which, by the way, right away Facebook said, fact checkers said that this was fake news. Well, it's directly out of their own mouths. How is that? They said it. I didn't say it. You know, Facebook, I think they're shameless. I mean, they really are. Candace Owens, as a matter of fact, is now going after the fact checkers. You know who the fact checkers are for Facebook? If it's not discredited CIA operation with three people behind the boards for Snopes.com, you know who the fact checkers are for Facebook? They used to work for CNN. I'm not kidding you. See, friends, this is what I'm talking about when I say let their cruelty swell our ranks, because they really are. And I'm not putting my faith or my trust in the arm of the flesh. No, Jeremiah 17:5. No, I'm putting my trust in the Lord. Okay? I'm over the top. I made more than a conqueror. I'm on top of this mountain today in Jesus' name again. Okay? 1 John 5:2. Read it when you get a moment. But I want you to understand something as to what's going on here. We have more individuals that are taking it now to Facebook. And I said to you right before the end of the last break, 2:30, it was a provision given unto the big tech companies by the same people, in fact, that helped legislate these policies, which in fact undermined the U.S. Constitution, indemnifying big tech companies to assail your First Amendment rights. That's Section 230. That has to be struck down. It should have never been there, because I want to tell you why. It's not law. It never has law. It looks like law. It smells like law. It has the color of law, but it's not law. Just like a duck. It looks like a duck. It quacks like a duck, but guess what? It's not a duck. You get it? It's not a duck. Quack. People are standing up. Americans, how far are you going to let this go? I'm dropping answers every step of the way, every single show that I do. I'm giving you the answers. Get off your butts. I mean, some of you people, man, you come up with more excuses and you wonder why you haven't done anything. How's that working out for you? It's destroying your country. As you're watching a bunch of debased individuals, reprobates, tear up everything that we are little by little. And that is the judgments of God upon a disobedient people. It literally is. If you want to challenge that, 1-866-582-9933. But I want to equate what I see the American people, what they look like, what they act like. And I'm not talking about all of us. I'm talking about a good portion of you that sit back and watch the world go by as you're sitting in front of the television eating Twinkies and drinking Mountain Dew. Some of you probably can't even get out of your own couches or your own chairs. Stinking lazy sloths. That's what some people are. There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. Well, a passing ship, a shot at the captain's ship. The captain showed mercy, unwarranted, of course, on him, and warned him, don't do that again. Don't do that again, because this time, if you do that, we'll wait for you to keep destroying our country, and then we'll re-elect somebody else, and they'll take your office. We're not going to put up with it. That's the American people. You're weak. You're impotent. You're a joke, a good portion of you. The ship shot at him again, because the merciful captain thought it would be the right thing to show him mercy the first time, not realizing the bad guy that shot at him meant to shoot down his ship and all that were on aboard. Well, the ship shot at him again. But the kind captain, the American people, did not retaliate. Oh, we're going to do nothing but complain. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a petition going this time. I'm going to start a Facebook page. I'm not going to put up with that. If that's your degree of resolve, that's exactly why you're in trouble. These people are scared to death that you're going to take to protest. They're scared to death that you're actually going to make reference to Article 2, Section 4 and mean what you say and actually remove them and prosecute them. That's what they're afraid of, friends. And that is the message that has to be sent to these said representatives, friends. Because, again, what we're talking about is an abuse of power. Okay? Oh, by the way, the merciful captain, he wanted to go ahead and show mercy again. Well, guess what? The bad guy came over and shot at the merciful captain's ship a third time. Well, his mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but all those that were on the ship. For by his allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all. That's exactly right. That's exactly the representation of the American people today. Let me tell you this, and let me make it clear. The mercy of God is to expose the corrupt. Then the Lord expects the church, namely in this country, the government, which is we the people, in 86% that profess to be Christians, to keep his commandments unto judgment to establish righteousness and judgment. And what do the American people fail to do? Well, they don't know the law. They don't know the law, and they're trying to figure out why they got a bunch of anarchists, bunch of antinomianists that are in office today, that are incumbent today, and they act like the devils that they are. And then the American people have been desensitized to believe that they don't have any power in dealing with the government, which is an extension of we, the people. Let me remind you, every government On this planet, the people deserve their own government. You deserve the government that you have, because this is an extension of who you are individually and corporately. It's a fact. Nobody can deny that. Folks, I'm talking about how far are you going to let this go? Don't sit there and look at guys like me. Well, Bradley, that's all you do is talk about all the problems. No, I don't. I'll give you the answers all day long. Matter of fact, every month, me and my wife and my four boys are out on the streets doing what the Lord commanded us to do. Why? Because we believe that we can win the day. But we're not going to win it without our faith and without our works. That all reminds me of none other than that of the abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who used to be a former slave. You know what that former slave used to do? He used to pray for his freedom when he was a slave. And he said, for 20 years I prayed, hello, American church, which lacks Christianity. Frederick Douglass said he prayed for 20 years for his freedom, and he said nothing happened. Nothing happened. He said, until he prayed with his feet. That's exactly right, brother. That's exactly right. Faith without works is dead, folks. And it truly is. And the people in this country are sick and tired of watching the church profess Christianity, but they can't find Christ. Well, the Lord's not going to leave himself without witness. He said, those that take my name in vain, he said that he's going to judge those people. It's the third commandment. For thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And just think about it. Many of these people, these professed Christians, they want you to believe that they're actually Christians, and every day of their life, they're giving voice over to the enemy. They're giving strength to the enemy. That's a lack of Christianity. Just wanted to make clear. Where are we today? Well, we're in a predicament, aren't we? We have nobody to blame, folks, except ourselves for where we're at today. When we sit there and look at the Anthony Fauci's and the Bill Gates and the head of the WHO and officials in the WHO and these said representatives all across the United States of America, and you laugh at them, you need to keep in mind, folks, they're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. And you've allowed them to come this far, Americans. I said at the beginning of the show today, 88%, a statistic, has been given that 88% of the people in this country are in compliance with masks over a virus that the government they don't trust in the mainstream media that they don't believe in, has continuously propagandized them with. Just think about that. Who are the hypocrites? No, the bad guys are the bad guys. That's who they are. They do bad things. But the good guys walking around with masks, man, I'm telling you what, you ask some of these jokers if they believe the media or the government. Oh, absolutely not. Well, then why do you have a mask on? Oh, yeah, I never thought about that one. What's wrong, Brad? Then I become the bad guy. See how that works? They shoot the messenger then. Oh, what are you, better than we are? No, I'm just not as stupid as you are. That's all. And that's really what it comes down to. I'm not as stupid as you are. I know that if I give them an inch, they're going to take me a while. That is a mile. That is the history of corruption in any system of government. And I want to say this before hour one is up. Benjamin Franklin was absolutely right, was he not? When he said, you make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. When you look at these wolves, you can't even really equate them as wolves. I mean, they're like effeminate little pansies doing nothing but promulgating fear all day long to get the big bad, these colors never run, Americans, to put on a mask while they're busted taking theirs off. Oh my gosh, what a joke. The American people have become. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.